In my first newspaper editing job, it wasn't uncommon for me to come across the word flyer in a sentence like, "Community members handed out flyers for the event." And I was always changing the spelling of this word. The style guide I followed at that newspaper stated very clearly that the two possible spellings of this word had two very specific jobs. F-L-Y-E-R was someone who flies, an aviator, an airline passenger. F-L-I-E-R was a handbill. And because this little newspaper covered a lot more community organizing than it did aviation news, I spent a good deal of time changing the Y spelling to the I spelling. Then, years later, I was explaining the supposed rule to a friend who I thought had gotten it wrong. To illustrate my point, I looked it up. Can you hear what's coming? That's right, I was the one who was wrong, as people so often are when they're asserting that similar words have distinct and mutually exclusive meanings. According to one dictionary, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate, I had it backwards. This dictionary's first definition of flyer, F-L-I-E-R, is one who flies, specifically an airman. The spelling with a Y is also allowed, according to Merriam-Webster's, but when you're talking about someone who flies, they advocate the I spelling. Merriam-Webster says that F-L-I-E-R can also mean an advertising circular, but it's more common to spell the advertising circular with a Y. So, according to this dictionary, you can spell it either way, but its advice is that you use the I spelling for aviators and the Y spelling for handbills. The equally influential Webster's New World College Dictionary, though it agrees that the I spelling can apply to both meanings, doesn't like the Y spelling for handbill. So they take basically the opposite of Merriam-Webster's position on this matter, and one closer to the one that I thought was correct. I don't remember which style guide my misconception was based on, whether it was an old version of the Associated Press style book or an in-house guide we used at that newspaper, but more recent AP style books don't treat these words as I once did. In AP, the I spelling applies to both aviator and handbill. Garner's Modern American Usage agrees, adding that F-L-I-E-R is standard in American English, and that the Y spelling is really more of a British thing. But if you just want to be sure you've chosen a good spelling of this word, whatever your definition, you can't go wrong with F-L-I-E-R.